You are listening to the Wide Format Impressions Audible Features.
Building Brand Identity, Transforming Retail Environments with Graphics by Allie Bruce, originally published in the March-April issue of Wide Format Impressions. Environmental graphics for retail can make a space come alive, putting a company's branding on full display and drawing in customers. From window, wall, and floor graphics to standout retail displays and signage, print service providers can offer their services to clients looking to dress up a brick-and-mortar store. Here, you'll discover the power of environmental graphics for retail, go-to print products, and significant do's and don'ts when serving this market. Getting branding and aesthetic right for retail. Environmental graphics can turn a drab, blank space into one that's inviting and expressive of a brand's identity. The graphics we produce are sometimes the first touchpoint a brand has with a potential customer, Eli Espinoza, accounts manager at Gamut Media based in Anaheim, California, says. Maybe the only touchpoint besides word of mouth. For instance, we do a lot of exterior graphics and entryway murals, the purpose of which is to set the tone instantly for a clientele, a visual cue that they are entering an entirely new atmosphere. Used correctly, they can transport the customer to a different place, encourage them to shop around, make a purchase, and even foster a deeper connection with customers, Jason Bamford, president of Cohen Graphics Inc., based in Edmonton, Alberta, Canada, says. Multiple studies have proven that retail signage is highly effective at influencing and driving sales, adds Maureen Gumbert, marketing director of Aurora Visual. Shoppers remember signage as part of the customer experience. Whether the applications are for branding, information, navigation, or promotion, their role is both for aesthetics and purpose. Environmental graphics can serve as the brand's visual voice, says Julie Day, marketing and innovation manager of Design Fabrications, Inc. She adds that visual voice can express personality, uniqueness, and even values, which can build brand awareness, evoke emotion, and solidify brand loyalty. PSPs can best serve their clients by understanding their brand and offering guidance. Sometimes, clients come in with a shadow of an idea, Day says, so PSPs must be prepared to listen, take on the challenge, and get creative. Being a collaborative partner with your client builds a relationship based on trust, she adds. If we understand what is asked of us, the client can trust that we will come through for them when they need us. Get in the habit of looking beyond the project that you and your client are working on and asking, what comes next? This might allow you to reduce a client's pain points before they can feel them, which is invaluable. This might mean offering graphic design help or suggestions if the PSP finds something that won't work. Bamford says it also means presenting various options, especially after discovering client budgets. While printers can offer solutions and make suggestions, he says large retailers often have their design files ready to go, so whether they take a PSP's advice is a whole other topic. When handling graphics for big box retailers, where store locations might be in the thousands, it's important to remember that not all stores have the same exact needs, Gumbert notes. For one, each store's footprint can vastly differ, which requires a different set or kit of graphics per store, she explains. Some have 6 windows and 10 cash registers, while others have 8. At the same time, you want a shopper in Indiana to have the same branded shopping experience as a shopper in New York. But to resonate with the locals, you may want to include location-specific lifestyle components or offers that speak to each demographic while maintaining brand compliance. At Aurora Visual, they've streamlined the ordering process via its online platform, Aurora Connect. The site keeps approved art templates and store profile information on file, allowing retail brands to order what they need on the spot. Having a way to streamline this critical information ensures brand compliance, maximizes efficiency, and mitigates waste on complex projects, she says. Go to graphic elements. There are several types of graphic products commonly found in a retail space, and while it might be enticing to employ all of them, it's essential to know what makes sense for the job. When approaching a new project, we first ask ourselves, what can we do to elevate the customer's vision, Espinoza poses? What can we do to bring out the brand identity in a way that is first visually stunning, but also highly effective toward the customer's goals? Indoor and outdoor signage, point of purchase displays, window, wall, and floor graphics, and banners and flags are just a few of the elements that can elevate a retail environment. Things like hang tags, decorative elements, aisle markers, POP displays, wayfinding, and lighting fixtures all make an impact, Espinoza adds. One must consider all aspects when branding a retail space. Gumbert says outdoor signage gets the shopper in the door, giving customers a first impression of what they can expect. Pylons, window graphics, and entrance signs can do wonders here. Additionally, branded signage and graphics help with identity. She adds that these applications are more permanent, being part of the store's decor. Window, wall, and floor graphics can transform a retail space, allowing retailers to set a scene. Gumbert suggests timeline graphics and lifestyle photos to communicate the retailer's history or mission. Beyond environmental graphics and displays, Day says trellises and beams can make spaces feel more intimate and even put a focus on a product to draw customers in. Some brands go a step further and add a wow factor, a thematic element or a focal point to grab attention, making the customer experience truly memorable. In Bamford's experience, the more colorful and memorable the experience, the more sales. Avoiding tired graphics. Understanding client goals and printing retail graphics is one thing, but ensuring they don't become tired and worn is another. Keeping graphics fresh comes down to knowing your substrates and the purpose of the graphics, plus avoiding cheap materials. Gumbert sees retail graphics in three categories: permanent static graphics, semi-permanent, and temporary promotional or seasonal graphics and displays. The substrates within these categories have different durability levels. PSP should choose the substrate that makes sense for the application and its location, keeping in mind wear and tear from carts, foot traffic, cleaning, etc. Ink choice is also a factor if the signage is outdoors, in a store window, or under bright lights for an extended period, Gumbert says. You would want a UV ink rated for these applications. In addition to fade-resistant and durable inks, coatings and laminates protect graphics from the elements. Once the branding kit arrives in a store, pressure-sensitive vinyl graphics should be professionally installed to ensure they last. Proper installation prevents bubbling, peeling, or warping, which can detract from the visual appeal of the brand and also reduce the longevity of the graphics, Bamford says. He advises clients maintain a regular maintenance schedule to remove dust and dirt. Buildup can dull colors and diminish graphics quickly. Additionally, stable temperatures and humidity levels will lengthen the life of the graphics. Extreme fluctuations can cause materials to expand and contract. Both Day and Bamford encourage PSPs to stay in touch with clients after a project has finished, checking in to see how graphics are holding up and if anything needs to be updated or refreshed. Updating graphics with new designs, messaging, or promotions prevents them from becoming stale and encourages continued customer engagement, Bamford notes. Making a splash for sales and promos. One thing's true about retailers: they put on sales and special promotions regularly. When those times arise, PSPs can help by asking the right questions. Espinoza says PSPs need to know why a retailer wants to update the space and if it's for a seasonal sale, product launch, or special event. Aesthetics and purpose matter here, says Gumbert. Designing temporary or semi-permanent retail displays and graphics that are easily rearranged, updated, or completely swapped out by using modular, adaptable, changeable, and reusable components is a growing trend, she adds. Most of this need is driven by seasonal promotions or special events. She says silicone edge graphics work well because the fabric can be easily folded and shipped out, and the accompanying frames are lightweight. Store associates can easily swap out old with the new, she says. These frames can also be freestanding, which allows them to be modular and reconfigurable throughout the space. POP displays also work well for temporary promotions, enticing shoppers to buy. A recent study revealed that 1 in 6 purchases are made when a POP display is present in the store, and 16% of unplanned purchases are driven by a display the shopper saw while shopping, Gumbert shares. Day suggests packing an instruction sheet with any shipped kit for store team members to follow to ensure smooth installation of temporary graphics and displays.
Thank you for listening to the Wide Format Impressions Audible Features.